Merry Christmas, you three. Merry Christmas. Where are all your friends? They're tired because they went to the late service. They did not because I was there. What is your favorite thing about Christmas? This Christmas,
this morning, your
favorite thing. What was your second favorite thing? What was it? The break from school. Always nice. Cool. That's always good. Well,
no idea.
No idea. Nothing. We'll try a different tack. Did you get anything for Christmas that you really enjoyed? Traditional. It's off. Are you doing Boxing Day? Clearly, you're doing Boxing Day because you've got your British flag on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I want to show you my favorite thing about Christmas. It's over here. You've seen it over and over and over again, but it's over here, and I love it because this is something that happens only at this time of year, and only this year for a couple of days. It feels like, yeah, we'll have the first Sunday after Christmas coming up. But I love this wonderful scene. Bill, do you remember how old this is?
1920s.
From the 1920s. That's older even than me.
Where's the Magi?
Where are the Magi? Where are the Magi every year? Way over there, because it's not yet time for them to come. They are still hanging out over there waiting to come see us.
Just to wait.
Yes, they have to wait because that's how it works. And so we have Jesus and we have Mary and we have Joseph. And what I love about this is that it reminds us why we're here. It's the one time of year that we get to see and experience this. It's unique to Christmas. So I got to thinking, what else? You cannot take this home. I cannot take this home.
Or can you?
Or can you? If you do, Bill will chase you down. And in a few weeks, it'll go back underneath the organ again, where it lives. But for now, you can't take this home. But can you think of one other thing that you never see or hear any other time of the year? Poinsettia, any other time? You do. If you live in Hawaii, you drive around. Sometimes it just pops up in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
No, I've never seen anything that doesn't come from.
It's the only time I ever hear that sound. Well, I know you hear it starting in approximately September.
Yeah.
But it's for Christmas. Now, you know, usually you associate that sound with, like, Santa Claus and commercial Christmas. But I thought, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we had reminders of something that only come at Christmas? And then this July, maybe you could think to yourself, wow, I wonder what it would be like to remember that Jesus came even in July. So I bought these for you at great price.
It reminds me of the Polar Express.
It does not remind me of the Polar Express. It reminds me that our Savior was born for something that brings us joy. And this sound, like this wonderful scene here, this wonderful crush, always brings me joy. So I have a suggestion. And that is that today, when the time comes and you see the Zimbel Stern, you know what that is?
No.
It's the star on the organ.
There it is. You can also
shake your bell. Something remarkable has happened for you. Your Savior is born today. So we will make sounds of joy. Thank you. Now I'm going to give you another job. So there's some kids who are out there who were too afraid to come up. So if you could go find them and give them their bells, that would be awesome.